They called it the Cavalcade of Dixieland Jazz, and they chose February 23rd in 1951 as the date for this unprecedented celebration in Wilkes-Barre. It was a good choice, really. It was the dead of winter, and the Wyoming Valley could be pretty dreary then, especially in the wake of the coal industry's decline, before the efforts at reclamation and rebuilding could be fully felt. The organizers were community-minded individuals. Some were members of the Junior Chamber of Commerce, for instance, and they wanted to celebrate America's music, the music they loved, but they surely wanted to offer a spirit-lifting experience for the whole region. They weren't thinking in any way about making history. Here's the interesting part, though, the history part of it. It turns out that after the event was over and the dust had settled, esteemed jazz critic and historian Leonard Feather went on to acknowledge the Cavalcade of Dixieland Jazz in Wilkes-Barre in 1951 as the first full-blown jazz festival in the United States, even before Newport. He put it in his history of jazz. And it was quite a scene. There were regional bands featured, New Orleans-style food, and drummer Sonny Greer, who performed with Duke Ellington for decades, was the headliner. Now, how about this for a coincidence?
The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents a new series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. Today I'd like to join you in listening to some more of the amazing things that Duke Ellington and his orchestra performed during their recent concert at the Metropolitan Opera House. Incidentally, Duke's concert career goes farther back than any other jazz orchestra. He played his first concerts during a European tour in 1933, then he gave several more during his second continental tour in Paris and other cities early in 1939. Then in January 1943, he finally set a precedent at New York's Carnegie Hall by giving the first of what turned out to be an annual series of concerts there. This year, he decided to make an even more ambitious step by moving to the Metropolitan Opera House, which holds 3,500 people. And one of the first items on his program that night, as well as one of the oldest Ellington compositions, incidentally, that were played that night, was this delightful little thing with Sonny Greer playing the chimes, entitled Ring Them Bells.
Sonny Greer on chimes, the Voice of America, on January 21st in 1951, 1 month before Sonny Greer appeared in Wilkes-Barre at the Cavalcade of Dixieland Jazz. And we thank Jazz Time with Jarvis 10 or Jarvis X. The newspaper reports about the Cavalcade of Dixieland Jazz tell us that the Voice of America was recording the event in Wilkes-Barre for broadcast, but there's no follow-up. Drummer, bandleader Marco Marcinko, whose father actually played at the Cavalcade that February 23rd, is on the trail to learn more, though, and he'll keep us posted. This is a tune titled Cycles, performed by bassist Andia Owens and her band, The Cookout. And the subtitle of this tune is What Goes Around Comes Back Around. And what could be more fitting? Andia Owens will come to Wilkes-Barre on Saturday, June 7th, to perform at the F.M. Kirby Center as the headliner for, and we pause now for dramatic effect, for the annual Wilkes-Barre Cavalcade of Jazz, an event established to commemorate the historic Cavalcade of Dixieland Jazz that took place here in 1951, over 70 years ago. What goes around? We had a visit from two members of the Wilkes-Barre Cavalcade of Jazz Committee, A.J. Jump of the Kirby Center and Mike Slusser of the City of Wilkes-Barre, and they came to talk about year number two. Mike Slusser.
I think last year we accomplished so much. We had so many goals going in last year to this event, thinking, you know, can we get people to come to the restaurants? Can we have the walk? Can we have this big show at the Kirby? Can we do an opening ceremony? And all of it just went so well. It was just, we reached every single goal. And, you know, you think it's been 73 years since the first jazz festival in Wilkes-Barre. And then, you know, we have this great jazz festival last year. And it was, well, this is terrific. Now we have to do this every year. So now the pressure returns. Now it's not just last year was a success. How do we make this year a success too?
You were probably working right after the last note was sounded last year almost, were you?
Yeah. I mean, took maybe 1 or 2 months off in the summertime and sort of hit it back. I think the end of August or beginning of September, hit the ground running, got the headliner and Daya Owens booked fairly early, like I think in the fall. And then, you know, we made our announcements right at the top of the year. So yeah, we were definitely more prepared, obviously, the second year. And we have an incredible committee of folks, and it was great.
And you were talking about 73 years. Remind us about the Dixieland Cavalcade of Jazz at what's now Jannetty's.
So 73 years ago at the Reddington Hotel there in Wilkes-Barre, and you know, the Library of Congress says it is the first jazz festival in the United States. And we take that as, you know, hey, there's a citation. Here it is. You know, I think we keep talking, we're going to put it on a T-shirt. That's really what we want to do.
Yes.
We want to make sure it ends up on a T-shirt. That's our merch right there. We have the Library of Congress citation. But, you know, it's a great history to have that in the city and to be able to bring it back. You know, you think of Lee Vincent and that stand-up bass. And now this year back, we come to a headliner with Ndeo Owens with that stand-up bass out in front.
Music will go to you, A.J. Wilkes-Barre loves what you're bringing in at the Kirby Center through the year. You're getting terrific acts, name acts. But what about jazz in northeastern Pennsylvania? What's your take on that?
I mean, jazz music is definitely deeply rooted in this region. I mean, only an hour away is the famed Delaware Water Gap, where many folks in the heavy bebop era in the 1950s, 1960s, into the 70s, all kind of used as their bedroom community of New York City, so to speak, only an hour outside the city. And obviously the legendary Deerhead Inn being there, which many folks still to this day from New York City and all around the country and the world have played there. And to just sort of have that be one of our neighbors has been a very strong influence. And I know it's been an influence on me since I was a teenager. I've been going to the Deerhead Inn. So just to kind of have that in this close proximity to us, I think does a great deal for jazz in the area, as well as things like the Scranton Jazz Festival, which has been a very incredibly growing thing over the years. And I was there day one when Marco first did it with guitarist Mike Stern, and then grew it over the years. So I think jazz is me personally, you know, I'm biased, but it's very important. It's one of the first art forms, and jazz and classical have always rooted music. And then things have grown out, you know, the tree has grown from those two roots right there.
What about the impact on the community of a weekend extravaganza like this? What does it mean to Wilkes-Barre?
I think it really helped the downtown restaurants. I mean, last year it was amazing going through that walk, going into each one of those restaurants and just seeing each one full of people, and they're all enjoying the music. And, you know, it's interesting where three quarters are there for the music and the other quarter are people who are just coming out going, well, this is amazing. This is great. I love this. And, you know, it was just so many people. And then that's one thing we did this year is we expanded. So you can have the opening ceremonies at the Kirby. We'll go to the Vault. We'll go to Cafe Toscana and to Redano's and Franklin's and Sununus's. But now we've kind of opened up Saturday as well. You know, we're going back to the jazz breakfast at Abide. And then we'll be at the Circle Center of the Arts in the middle of the day. That's going to be, I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, we have the headliner Friday night at the Jazz Cafe. Cindy Bradley will be there, as well as the jazz jam after at the Jazz Cafe that we'll be doing on Saturday night. So we have expanded a little bit more into the community. But I think for the downtown businesses, this has really been a boom for them that I don't think anybody expected it to be. Like, they really, I think they've accepted this jazz more than anybody else. It's been amazing to see.
Tell us about the headliner, though. You lined her up early.
So Andea Owens, an incredible contemporary jazz bass player, but very much rooted in the early days of bebop and avant-garde jazz. She is the bass player on Late Night with Stephen Colbert. She's in Louis Cato's band, and she also leads her own band. She had an album come out a little over a year ago, critically acclaimed. Downbeat Magazine was considered for a Grammy, all that great stuff. A friend of mine used to also play in her band, Louis Fouché, who graduated in 2002 from Crestwood. I played a ton with him when I was younger, and he's also in the same band on television every night with her for Late Night with Stephen Colbert. And she's just incredible. Her sound kind of pulls from the days of old, but gives it its own more contemporary flair and style. And it's awesome. There's some vocals as well. She features an incredible vocalist as well. And really looking forward to her.
Tell us how that is staged at the Kirby under the chandelier.
Correct, yes. She'll be playing in our chandelier lobby. We do shows in that space from time to time. It'll be seated, general admission, and that festival stage will be set up for the whole weekend. Marco Marcinko's Latin Jazz Quintet will be playing on that same stage on Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. to sort of kick off the jazz walk then in downtown Wilkes-Barre as well.
Tell us a little bit more about Cindy Bradley.
So Cindy Bradley, our co-headliner, will be performing on Friday evening at the River Street Jazz Cafe. Tickets are available on the River Street Jazz Cafe's website, and tickets will also be available at the door. Cindy is a fantastic contemporary smooth jazz trumpet player from down south, and she was featured at the Berks Jazz Festival as well. And we're also looking forward to that. So this year we added a co-headliner on Friday night as well to our headliner on Saturday night. Thank you.
another of the featured performers over the weekend. Joseph Boga and his Trad Jazz Trio will be on hand, and Joseph plays in New York with Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks and all those trad bands, so he's a real serious trumpeter.
Yeah, Joe's an incredible trumpet player. I've been playing with him for a long time, and he sits in from time to time with my group, Southside Five, and the fact that we get to have his trio play with a very special guest. A very special guest will be playing with him on Sunday from 11 to 1 o'clock at the Jazz Brunch at Bank and Vine. The performance is free, so you just have to make your jazz reservation and you can come in and have brunch like if you were having brunch at any other Sunday, but you get this incredible performance from 11 to 1. And like I said, there is a very special guest with him that we cannot name. We were asked not to name, but if you go, you could see yourself.
Now you say Marco's going to kick it off.
Correct.
That's the first music of the weekend?
Correct, yeah. 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. sharp, the FM Kirby Center, Chandelier Lobby. And he'll play from 5 to 6 with his Latin jazz quintet.
Well, what should we do if we hear you and say, I didn't know this was happening?
Well, you have plenty of options here. You could go to WilkesBarreCavalcadeOfJazz.org. You could go to the Wilkes-Barre Cavalcade of Jazz Facebook page or Instagram page, and all the information you need to know will be on one of those three pages or take you to a separate page for either one of the ticketed events or give you more specifics on the free events.
I always think cavalcade is such an old-fashioned word. We don't hear it too much. I think it makes it very distinctive, too.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
I mean, people are walking. Right. A cavalcade is a walk,
it's a walkable city in Wilkes-Barre.
So they're walking from performance to performance, you know, especially on Friday night as well. And even on Saturday, they could walk from performance to performance. So it's great.
What's a jazz event without a jam afterwards?
Yes, Southside Five will be there, a group I'm actually in, and that will be on Saturday evening after Andea Owens. And with your ticket to Andea Owens, you will get into that jam for free. And yeah, we'll feature some folks that will be playing on the weekend and maybe even some that weren't able to play that we also want to feature as well.
Who's with you in Southside?
Southside 5 is Roy Williams, guitar, and Nick Driscoll on sax, and Roy's brother, Mike Williams, on rhythm guitar, and Ian O'Hara on the upright bass.
Let's close by going back to what it felt like last year. I remember being in the lobby of the Kirby Center for the kickoff event on that Friday night, and there was a lot of excitement, a lot of people who knew each other, catching up with each other, and not really knowing what to expect, but they were expecting good things.
Absolutely. I mean, they were all over the place. It was a huge night, a lot of people downtown. And I think it's a great experience to come down and experience downtown Wilkes-Barre at night. I think so many people, they don't know exactly what to expect. And I got a lot of that last year where it's like, wow, this was really nice. And I think a lot of people came down, they did that, and now, you know, they started going to Kirby shows and going, you know, to other and making sure to go to all the downtown restaurants and enjoy themselves because they saw, well, you know, it's nice down here. It's really it's just been a nice place to go. You know, there's great restaurants, there's great people to see, and the crowds were just so great. And I think when you added in the music, it really brought the whole downtown to life.
Just then, Mike Slusser of the city of Wilkes-Barre and also A.J. Jump of the Kirby Center. They are members of the Wilkes-Barre Cavalcade of Jazz Committee, and they've been speaking with us about the second annual Wilkes-Barre Cavalcade of Jazz to be held June 6th, 7th, and 8th in downtown Wilkes-Barre, featuring headliner Andea Owens and her band, The Cookout. There's another headliner on Friday night, and she is trumpeter Cindy Bradley. also on hand to kick things off on the opening Friday evening, Marco Marcinko and his Latin Jazz Quintet. He'll be in the lobby of the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Cindy Bradley will be at the River Street Jazz Cafe. Southside 5, as we just heard from AJ. We have Doug Smith's Dixieland All-Stars. We heard him opening the interview today with his Dixieland favorites. Joe Boga and his Trad Jazz Trio with a to-be-named very, very special guest. And the venues, the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts on Public Square. There will be action at the River Street Jazz Cafe. And as you have heard, Cafe Toscana, The Vault, Rodano's, Franklin's, Sununu's, the Abide Coffee House, the Circle Center for the Arts, and Bank and Vine. To hear all about it, it's the website WilkesBarreCavalcadeOfJazz.org. No punctuation, no hyphen between Wilkes and Barre. WilkesBarreCavalcadeOfJazz.org. And that's June 6th, 7th, and 8th, and it opens on Friday evening at the FM Kirby Center with the kickoff led by Marco Marcinko's Latin Jazz Quintet. This is India Owens and The Cookout, and the piece is titled Cycles. What goes around comes back again around. And that's so appropriate because this edition or incarnation of the Cavalcade of Jazz is a tribute to the original Cavalcade of Jazz, February 23rd, 1951.